my name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and welcome back to this week's Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. This week I'm excited. We're going to talk about what's next. So most of the freshmen and incoming transfer students have gotten to register on Monday and Tuesday, July 10th and 11th. And so today we're bringing in two advisors from Engineering Student Services, Kathy Barrett and Sharon Mueller, and they're going to talk about what's next. What does it mean now that you've done your registration? Kathy, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself before we start?
Oh, hi everyone. I'm the Associate Director of Advising in Engineering Student Services, and I work with mechanical engineering students and students in the joint majors.
And I'm Sharon Mueller, and I'm the Director of Advising and Policy in Engineering Student Services.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
The biggest question I think is for students is going to be, what's next? So now that they've gotten to do this initial registration, what does that mean they're going to do next?
Now they just get to relax. Well, yeah, a little bit, because now they've done the hard part. So hopefully they've enrolled in all the classes they hope to take for the semester. One thing I would say is students can still be making changes to their schedule. So even though they've registered and they have some classes, if they hear about some awesome class that they want to take, they can still go back in on their Cal Central and make a change. They can add up to 17 and a half units. So it may be that they're currently at 12 and they might want to add one extra class just to have an extra class to try out in the fall. So it's not like this was their only time to enroll. The enrollment is open and they're ready to enroll in anything up to 17.5 units.
Is there a time limit on when they have to stop enrolling, that there's a pause? Because I know we have continuing students that have a phase two coming up.
No, they can continue to make changes during up until August 13th. And then starting on August 14th, that's called the adjustment period. And that's when all students will be able to then enroll in up to 20.5 units. Now, we don't recommend that new students take 20.5 units, but certainly if students want to leave some options open, perhaps they're not sure which American Cultures course they want to take and they kind of want to try out a few, they can certainly enroll in more units than they plan to keep. And just be really mindful of the drop deadlines to make sure they drop back down before the drop deadline, which is September 22nd.
By the way, and I'm a big proponent of shopping and dropping, because I do think students, whether they're coming from high school or from a community college, they pretty much knew kind of what courses, who the teachers were, what they want to take. Here it's a whole new world with teachers they've never taken before, classes they've never heard of, majors they didn't know existed. So they may enroll in something thinking it sounds really interesting and walk in the first day and just absolutely hate it. They don't like the instructor. It's not what they expected at all. So it's nice to have a couple options if they can in their schedule. You know, maybe have two HSS courses that you want to try out and go and see what they're like, and then pick one by the end of the fifth week. I think shopping and dropping is great. Unlike high school, where you may have chosen a schedule and that was your schedule and you stuck with it, you have the opportunity to make some changes.
And I know I've gotten a couple of emails now about students asking about what pass not pass is. Is there any tips that we have for students or regulations that they need to keep in mind as they're signing up for something pass no pass?
So the, of course, all of their technical courses that they're going to be taking to fulfill requirements for their major have to be taken for a letter grade, but humanities and social science courses can be pass no pass. Reading and composition has to be letter graded. So what pass no pass means, it just takes a little pressure off with the grade. In order to get a pass grade, the student has to finish the course with a C minus or better. And then the student will get a pass, and if the grade ends up being below a C minus, it'll be a no pass. In either way, the pass or no pass does not affect the student's GPA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we really recommend, and you have the first 10 weeks of the semester to decide whether you want to do it pass, no pass, or letter graded for an HSS. So 10 weeks is two-thirds of the semester, so you have a long time to try it out. So start out letter graded, see how it feels. By the end of the 10th week, you can make a change to pass, no pass if you want. So that's a pretty flexible deadline. I mean, the deadline's hard. It's that 10th week. But you have 10 weeks to make a decision, which is nice.
And I see that we've got a note here about PE.
Yeah. So if you're, now I know for some people, they may never want to take another PE course again. For those who took it in high school and hated it, they're like, why would I want to do that? But if you love PE and want to have an activity in your life, PE courses do tend to fill up. So that's why the enrollment limit is 17.5, because PE classes are 0.5 units. So it gives you that chance to add a PE. So if anyone's out there thinking about, oh, I would like to do tennis or do some swimming or, you know, dance, sign up for it now, because they probably will fill up. There's lots of other opportunities to do sports. There's the rec sports facility. And so there's lots of other ways to exercise and do things. But if you like having a regular kind of activity in your life through PE, now's the time to sign up for it.
And that might be a good option to take, pass, no pass, because
yes.
Isn't it, Kathy, isn't your grade dependent upon how often you show up for
yes,
a PE course?
And your ability.
Your ability?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I know, I took a PE class and I was terrible, but I was really enthusiastic. And they're like, yeah, I don't care, you're terrible. So,
So what you get?
I think I got a B, which was sad. But it was fencing. So, you know, So don't ever challenge me to a duel.
You didn't hurt anybody,
No,
did you?
Just myself, my pride. But be sure, yeah, take them, unless you are really good at your sport, and then you could try. But it also, you run the risk, if you get sick for 2 weeks and you just don't want to go, you're going to not pass it. You're going to get a failing grade because you just got sick for 2 weeks and you just didn't want to go swimming. So, you know, take a pass, no pass. It should just be fun.
I know we've got quite a few students that their task list on Cal Central is not necessarily updated, showing that they've done their modules for Golden Bear Advising. What do we want to tell them?
Don't worry.
Don't panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll still be able to enroll. You should have been able to enroll. There seems to be a little delay in getting those marked off.
And you're also getting, probably noticing on your task list, if you were required to send in transcripts for admissions, was asking for transcripts or test scores, and those are not showing as updated. And I did contact our liaison in the admissions office, and she said, don't worry. And she said, definitely don't send duplicates. It should say that it's been received. I think the received part of it is updating pretty regularly, but even so, be patient. It'll show received, and then there'll be a next step that'll say completed. That's going to take a while. As you can imagine, there's like thousands, literally thousands of pieces of paper coming into the admissions office, transcripts and test scores. So it's taking them a while to get that all official. But she did want to say, don't panic. If you are missing something, your admission counselor will send you an email at your @berkeley.edu address. And let you know what you're missing and give you an opportunity to submit that missing documents. So she was very clear, don't panic. They're not going to cancel anyone's admission or block you from registering because you haven't, it doesn't appear like you've completed a task. So be patient. If you know it's arrived, if you have confirmation that it's been sent, hang on, it'll happen.
And going back to the idea of shopping for a class or looking at classes, as a student, I think I would really want to figure out what classes can fulfill more than one requirement. Where should students look for something along those lines that can help them out?
Well, there's a little bit. I mean, I would say for our students, the one where that happens the most is the American Cultures requirement. Mm-hmm. So all American Cultures courses by default satisfy the HSS requirement, our HSS requirement. So if it's an American Cultures course, it's going to satisfy an HSS requirement. So that's a place where it does double duty. Some majors have to do an ethics requirement, and some of the ethics courses can satisfy HSS, so that's another place where things can kind of double count. But other than that, probably not a lot of other double counting that I can think about.
Now that they've finished Golden Bear Advising, because we've now gone through our modules and we've done our registration, what's next in the Golden Bear world?
So they have Golden Bear Prep, which starts on July 18th, and apparently they'll be invited through their task list on Cal Central. So it'll appear on their task list as something they need to do, and they should go on and take a look at it. And Golden Bear Prep covers like Berkeley traditions. It covers how to find your community at Cal, talks about safety and wellness. So it's kind of a general welcome to the Cal community. Here's what Cal has to offer. So students should all look forward to doing that. I think it runs through July and early August, gives them about a month to do it.
And Sharon, we've had students saying that they don't live locally, but they still want to be able to talk to their advisors. Are they able to do that? Is there a way that they can make appointments?
Sure. So students can go to our Engineering Student Services website, which is engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS. Mm-hmm. And students can click on the blue box, which says something like schedule an advising appointment. So even if you're out of the area, you can still have a phone appointment with your advisor. And the way that works is that you choose a time, and then in the notes, just make a note that it's a phone appointment, and then call our front desk at that time. The phone number for the Engineering Student Services front desk is 510-642-7594. And if students call that at their appointment time, they will be connected with their advisor.
I'll also have instructions on welcomeengineering.berkeley.edu to let students have a quick link straight to our appointment system and have the phone number for them.
And I think on that page, Laura, don't you too have some, we have a little troubleshooting advice for students as they're enrolling for classes? They link to that from that page?
Yes, we do. We've got, as students are having problems, we're updating the troubleshooting page as we go to try to help students make this registration process as easy as possible. And that is engineering.berkeley.edu/registration tips.
Thank you. And you can find that like when you go on the not-so-secret guide
yes,
webpage.
Yes, exactly.
It'll be a link there.
We'll link to it everywhere.
Link everywhere.
So what else? Is there anything else that comes to the top of your head that students need to be thinking about now? I know we're going to have Golden Bear orientation in August.
Right.
Yes. I would say one thing about just another enrollment note, that students who have submitted a schedule and the schedule was approved, let's say when they go to enroll, they choose a different HSS course or a different American Cultures course. That's fine. They don't need to let their advisor know. I think what's important is to make sure that they're in communication with their advisor if they're changing a technical course.
Okay.
So let's say you want to take Engineering 7 instead of Physics 7B. That would be important to communicate with your advisor, because your advisor is going to make sure that your combination of courses makes sense and also that you've met the prerequisites. But if it's an HSS course, or maybe you want to take English R1A instead of Rhetoric R1A, that's fine. Just go ahead and do it, and there's no need to contact your advisor about that.
Okay.
And I would say, too, I know a lot of students were able to access their AP scores this weekend, so people have made some changes. They got a higher score on their AP English than they thought they might get, so now they don't have to do English R1A. And I've had a couple calls from students saying, is it okay if I do English R1B or if I just defer that for a semester? And you have to get your RNC requirement done, the A and the B done, by the end of your sophomore year. So if you don't feel like you want to take one this semester, if you want to wait to a following semester to take your B course, I think that's totally fine. And again, it was great that they contacted me, but I trust students to make those decisions too. But, happy to talk to students if they want to contact me, but I think that's something if they want to do on their own, that's good too.
Okay, great. Should we talk about that the Golden Bear orientation is... not, it's mandatory?
Yeah, so Golden Bear orientation is mandatory.
So Golden Bear orientation is the week before school starts, and most of it's being done through the university, but we do have some college portions that you're going to be pulled out just for College of Engineering.
Right, so we're going to have a whole college day on Wednesday, August 16th. So that's going to be a whole day where you're going to spend with us. We have some fun activities. There's going to be lunch. You'll get to meet your advisor in a big group setting, and you'll get to meet your department advisors, and hopefully some faculty and other students will be there. That's a whole day of fun. And then we'll have two half days on the Friday and the Monday, where we'll get to have smaller meetings with your advisor, do some student panels, other fun activities. Yeah, we have lots of things planned. There'll be ice cream. Yeah, so important. Yeah, food, ice cream. There's snacks at some other point too. We have games one day. We have some giant games. So I mean, they're not like 20 feet tall, but they're bigger than the average size games. So yeah, so those are going to be fun. So yeah, so we have some fun things. We really want students, I mean, besides being able to meet their advisor and kind of learn a little bit about, policies and kind of how to make a successful first start, we really would like students to be able to spend time and meet other students in their majors, meet students in the college, really start forming their community. That's the people they're going to study with, hang out with for the next, 2 to 4 years. So we really want them to have that chance to kind of get to meet each other and get to know each other. During Golden Bear orientation, they'll have a a group that they'll be in, and they'll have a Golden Bear orientation leader. And that group will be students from all across college, the university, which is really cool. So they'll get to meet students. And I think it's sort of by housing unit. So they'll get to meet students who are in their dorm, which is fantastic. But we also want them to get a chance to meet engineering students, because that is the folks they will spend a lot of meaningful time with in the next few years. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for coming and talking to us today. I know our students are probably excited that they finally got to actually register for classes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be more real now.
You've made
choices. You made decisions.
But you can still change your mind. Yeah. I mean, you can still make changes and adjust things. But yeah, it's there. It's happening. Yeah. They've got a schedule.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I'm excited to meet everybody.
I know.
In August.
Yeah, so rest up. It's going to be a very busy week.
I think we need to rest up,
too. I'm going to go take a nap right now.
So thank you, everyone, for coming today, and thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.